Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts. Let's talk some more AFLW. Sarah Allen's been good enough to join me, AFLW foundation player with the Crows and looking for a third premiership. Sarah, congratulations firstly on the career and the year you've put together.
Thank you. Thanks, and thanks for having me.
It's been a great thing for all of us to watch the growth factor of the AFLW this year, and it seems as if it has really exploded in terms of the interest that people like yourself have generated with young players around the country. You must be pretty proud of what you've done on a grand scale as well, especially in South Australia.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And I think just in the short 5 years, how much it's grown just shows how much this competition was needed. And just to see the growth all over Australia is just amazing. And especially in South Australia, to get girls playing footy and seeing their role models on TV is just amazing. And I'm really proud to be a part of it.
Do you feel like you're a 23-year-old at the right time? Because if it was 20 years ago, you wouldn't have an avenue to play football. But here you are, you've been playing for essentially most of your life. You played for Salisbury for quite a while and played for Central District. So there's been a system for you to grow through.
Yeah, I definitely feel very fortunate. I actually started playing at Auskick level, which is very rare for a girl, and I was able to continue through the state program and everything, and then into the women's program at Salisbury. So I'm very lucky in that regard. And you hear girls and they just go, there was just never opportunity, and now they're just so supportive of it because they all wish that they could have got the opportunity to play. And I'm just very fortunate that I get to do it, and I love doing it, so it's great.
Did you have a year or two playing against boys?
Yeah, so I played junior colts for Hatherley in the southeast, in the mid-southeast competition. So I was very fortunate that I grew up in an area that was very supportive, and they just encouraged me to keep playing. So I played a few seasons with the boys in the junior colts. So I was back with everyone behind me, so it was very great. And I'm happy to be where I am today because of them.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah, well, congratulations to them for being so welcoming by the sounds of things as well, which hopefully every club is now that they've realised how big this has become, the AFLW and AFL in general for women around the country. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of it, though. Grand final, big one for you. You've been there a couple of times before, so how do you feel this time around?
Yeah, they never get any easier leading up to them, no matter how many you play in. But I'm always someone who gets nervous before every game. But I do think nerves are good. And then, basically, you just got to take it day by day. And then the day is going to come eventually. And I just focus on playing my role for the team. And I think that eases my nerves. And I know what I have to do. I'm really excited to just get out there and play and settle those nerves a bit.
And you're really close with Chelsea Randall, I presume all the girls are, but you've known Chelsea for a long time.
Yeah, since she came over to the Crows in the first year, so I've been her teammate for the past 5 years. So I've got to know her well. She's just an incredible leader on and off the field and great to work with.
Her words this week were extremely inspirational, I've got to say. It was. I hope she really is feeling as selfless as she sounded when she spoke. It must be hard for her.
Yeah, you definitely feel for her. It's absolutely devastating. But I think one thing that we really pride ourselves on is being a role model to the community. And I think she's done that in strides this week. And I think she's just that selfless person that can put others before herself. And she'll definitely still be there on the sidelines with us the whole way on the weekend.
And you've helped establish the Crows as the iconic club in the AFLW. You win another one, and it really does set a foundation for this club's greatness for a long, long time.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate with our success, and hopefully we can get another one on the board. And I think, it's definitely very impressive what we've been able to do, but it's a credit to our club and the girls and the team. The club really puts a lot of effort into our program, and I think it demonstrates that on the field. And, we're really well supported at the Crows.
And you're an All-Australian defender, so I presume it's going to be the defenders. The defence wins grand finals normally?
Yeah, well, the forwards reckon it's about them, but hopefully we can do our job down back. And as long as we do that and they can kick a few goals, we should be all right.
Yeah, let's hope they do their part of the bargain. Great to have a chat to you, Sarah. It's a great moment, and I'm really bubbly just to hear the bubble in your voice. So congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks.
Sarah Allen-Crowes, AFLW Foundation player, All-Australian defender, and two-time AFLW Premiership player as well. We'll take a break. A couple of your calls next.